We have to go through some of the halachas of Yom Tov next period of time. Go through some of the halachas of Malacha and Yom Tov and other areas of halachas of Yom Tov. The Torah, we know that there's Lama Tes Malachas, that there are 39 malachas which are prohibited on Shabbos, and these malachas do apply to Yom Tov also. There are 39 malachas in regards to Yom Tov, but the Torah says that there's a heter on Yom Tov, kol malacha zochel nefesh. When it comes to malachas which are involved in the direct preparation of food, that is permitted. Now, many malachas obviously have to do with food in some way, but those are not necessarily permitted. A person can't plant. Well, you plant, eventually you'll have food. That's not the heter. A person is not allowed to go and harvest. You can't take apples off trees. That the Torah did not permit that. But malachas which are directly involved in the actual preparation of food, basically from the point of Elisha, of making a dough and onwards, a person can make a dough on Yom Tov. A person can bake on Yom Tov. A person can light a fire for that purpose on Yom Tov. Or transfer fire from existing fire, midrabbana. So those malachas are permitted. So let's just clarify some of the points of the limitations of the malacha, the concept of Bechol Nefesh. And that there's also a concept known as Mitoch Shehutel Tzarech, Huchonam Shalot Tzarech. Once the Torah permitted the malachas of Eichel Nefesh, for the purpose of food preparation, these malachas now became permitted for other purposes also. Besides food preparation, they became permitted for other Yom Tov needs. So I'm allowed to carry on Yom Tov, even without the Erev, I'm allowed to carry my Siddur to Shul. That's not Eichel Nefesh, but I'm allowed to carry my Siddur because it's a need for Yom Tov, I'm allowed to do that. I'm allowed to carry my child. Even though that's in a place where there'd be no Erev, I'm allowed to carry my child, even though there's no malachas Eichel Nefesh involved. That being said, the Torah puts some limitations on the heter malachas Eichel Nefesh, and that's why all of the Lama Tes malachas do apply in Yom Tov also. Number one, malachas Eichel Nefesh is not permitted for a non-Jew. Number two, it's not permitted for an animal. So even though I can chop something up on Yom Tov for the purpose of eating with some limitations, but doing that chop for an animal, chopping his food very fine to make it, give it to the animal, I cannot do. That'd be malacha, which is also to do on Yom Tov. I can't cook on Yom Tov for a non-Jew. Chazal said, not only can you not cook for a non-Jew on Yom Tov, you can't invite a non-Jew to your house lest you cook for him for the meal, because lest you cook for him, especially, you're cooking for yourself. It's one thing. You're cooking for him, specifically, it would be prohibited. I mean, it's a deraisa to cook for him. So you can't invite him lest you come to cook for him. Eichel Nefesh is only permitted for types of usage which most people use. Something which only a person who's very mafunik and he's very, very picky, etc., would have this type of usage. That is not permitted on Yom Tov. So because the more it gives example of burning certain types of incense to make a nice smell in the house, because certain people couldn't deal with the regular smell and they needed a special smell in their house, is not permitted. That will not be permitted on Yom Tov. This is a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, but the Ramah, the minhag of the Ashkenazim, is if you have a malacha of Eichel Nefesh, which can be done before Yom Tov, without any change to its flavor. You want to grind nuts. Grinding nuts be done very easily before Yom Tov, and its flavor does not change by grinding it a day before. A person wants to cook fruit, they make it like a kapot or something of that sort. As a matter of fact, cooked fruits actually taste better after they sit for a while. So if you cook it before Yom Tov and you put it and let it sit, it's going to taste better than if you cook it on Yom Tov. You can't cook it on Yom Tov unless you make some type of machinery, because it can be done better before Yom Tov. There's no heter to do it on Yom Tov you cannot do it in a regular way on Yom Tov, because you could have and should have done it. You should have done it beforehand. A malacha of Eichel Nefesh, which this malacha is generally done. Usually, it's done as opposed to doing it in the actual food preparation for a specific meal, but it's done generally in large quantities for a period of time, etc. So that malacha will have limitations whether you're allowed to do that on Yom Tov, even though you're not doing it for large amounts. You want to do it specifically for this. One of the examples is skita. Skita, generally, with the main skita, which is done, you make grape juice, you make olive oil, when you need all of a sudden a cup of grape juice, go out and squeeze grapes, make grape juice. A person takes all of his grapes and makes his wine. And the other does that at one period of time. So I want to take my grapes and make some grape juice. I can't do that on Yom Tov, because this is a malacha which is normally done in large quantities for a large period of time and not directly involved in the actual process of taking a drink right now. So I could not do that on Yom Tov, even though I'm doing it for the purpose of Echol Nefesh. Harvesting. Harvesting is normally done. I don't. Every time I need a little bit of wheat, go out to the field, cut a few stalks, grind them. In general, I do that for a large quantity. So I can't harvest on Yom Tov. I can't take an apple off of the tree on Yom Tov. Usually a person who has an apple tree goes out there with a big basket and pulls all the apples off the tree. So I can't do that even though I want an apple right now on Yom Tov. So even though it's Echol Nefesh, I cannot do it. So there are limitations into these, and we're going to mention over the coming week or 2 weeks or so, we'll go through some of the actual protein. Have a good morning.